The Lord. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to receive what God has for you today?
Yes.
Praise God. Well, we want to just thank each and every one of you for coming today. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we want to give you a warm welcome this morning. Let's give them a hand clap.
Amen.
We're honored to have you today. And I know that God has got something especially for you. So be ready to receive a blessing. Can you use a blessing today?
Amen.
Amen. So be ready to receive, because God is here to pour out His blessings on you. All the things of this week, or this past week, mm-hmm. we leave them outside the doors.
Amen.
Amen. We come in and we lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We invite the presence of God in this place.
Yes.
And He has a word for each and every one of you.
Yes.
So be ready to receive the word that God has today. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it over to Pastor.
Praise God. I'm going to let Pastor Sharon preach. She's ready. She's always ready. I ask, if you will, to just look at your neighbor. It is neighbor looking time. Smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we said this last week as we're going to go into prayer. The Lord knows what everybody in this place needs. But that is beyond what I can give you. Beyond what I know. Beyond my knowledge. But it's not beyond the Spirit's knowledge. And He can direct a service. He can direct an answer. He can direct exactly what you need. The solution to your problem, your breakthrough, He can direct it right to you if you make a drawing on the anointing of God and you look past Pastor Rock, but you look to God. And you're not listening just for Pastor Rock. You're listening to God. What are you saying through Him? What are you saying this morning? What are you speaking to me personally this morning? And God's got that word for you today. Amen. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. And Father, we thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the Word of the Lord has free course in our midst. We thank You for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that Your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God this day. We thank You for answers coming in Your presence. Holy Spirit, use me. Help me to deliver this message exactly the way You gave it to me, Holy Spirit. Help me not to get ahead of You or too far behind You. Help me to flow with You, Holy Spirit. Illuminate me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say, Holy Spirit, in the way that I should say it. And Father, You said signs and wonders, when signs and wonders will follow Your word when it's preached. And we are preaching and teaching Your word today, and we're expecting and believing for signs and wonders to follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, starting verse number 22. And Jesus, answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, the title of the message this morning is this: working. It's working right now. Now, your seed is working. Your prayers are working. It may not look like it, but your words are working. It may not feel like it, but it's working. God's Word is working in your life right now. You're praying over your kids. It's working. You say, Pastor, it sure doesn't look like it's working over my kids. It's working over your kids. You say, well, I've started praying over my kids, and now they're not even talking to me. That's okay. That means it's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. Well, I've been praying over my body. I've been praying for better health. It's working, but it doesn't look like that, Pastor. The doctor said it's bad. They said the blood work is bad. The test came back bad. Now they found more wrong. It's working. It's working right now. Don't you be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you hear. Don't be moved by what you feel. It's working. It's working in you right now. It's working in you right now in this place. The moment I pray and say amen, things started happening in the spiritual realm. Never, ever say nothing's happening. Never, ever say it's not working. Say over and over right now, it's working. It's working. It's working right now. It's working. It's working. It's working right now. I declare in the name of Jesus, it's working. It's working. It's working right now. Praise God. That scripture says, believe you receive when you pray, not after you see it changing. Believe you see it when you pray. Something is happening right now. While you're sitting here right this morning, sitting here listening to the Word of God, you've got problems. We've all got problems that we're faced with, challenges that are getting our face. But I'm telling you, God's working and moving on your behalf right now while you're sitting right there listening to the Word of God. Some of you are going to go home and those challenges are not there anymore. They have already worked out because God worked them out while you were putting Him first, while you were reverencing Him. He said, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to take care of that. I'm doing something. I'm moving right now. And they're going to see the evidence of it. Things are changing in the realm of the spirit, and they'll change soon in the natural realm. Well, I've been praying about my finances, Pastor. It's working. Don't say it's not working. It's working. Well, I've been praying for my husband. It's working. I've been praying for my wife. It's working. I've been praying about a peaceful resolution to this situation. It's working. I've been praying about my car. It's working. I've been praying about my house. It's working. I've been praying about my job. It's working. Well, I just don't see it. That's because the enemy is trying to delay it. And the enemy is trying to blind us so that we won't see, so that we will stop praying. To get us to take our faith off of it. To get us to say out of our mouth, it's not working. I don't see it's working. I don't believe He's hearing my prayers. The enemy wants us to say those death words over the situation. And God said, I set before you life and death. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. That's in line with the Word of God. Mark 11:24, still, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Not when you see the manifestation, not when you feel better, not when everyone else can see it, when you pray. Well, Pastor, you don't know the problems I've got. You don't know the problems I've got. Hallelujah. Okay, hang on. Sometimes, through the years, members will come up to me and tell me, well, Pastor, you know, I hadn't been in the service for a while, you know, I hadn't been coming, because I've been going through something. I've got problems. You just don't understand what it's like to have problems. And I'm like, God, please help me. Please help me, Father God, because my hand wants to come out of my pocket. What's wrong with you, you stupid outfit? Everybody's got problems. Every one of us in this building has problems. We're not the only ones. You're not by yourself. We've all got problems. Pastor Sharon has problems. I have problems. You have problems. Your neighbor has problems. Everybody has problems. But God is the solution to those problems. And God is working. He's working right now. He's working. He's working. He's moving. He's dealing in your situation. He's working in your circumstance. He's moving. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God's not moving. He's moving. Don't tell me it's not working. It's working. Hallelujah, it's working. The devil will get in your face and he'll say, I gave you one bad report. I'll give you five. That's all right. Give me 10 because it ain't going to matter. Because He's still working. It's still moving. He's still doing a miracle. Glory to God. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Until I see the desire, my desire on my enemies. I'm not speaking of physical enemies. I'm talking about the devil. The devil's behind everything that comes against us. We stay in a realm of faith. The devil's the defeated foe. I mean, he's whooped. You keep him in the arena of faith, he is whooped. He can't do anything in the arena of faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Something happening right now. Right now. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Something's happening right now. Right now in the realm of the spirit, something's happening. Something's happening right now. Divine appointments are being lined up. Steps are being ordered to the right person, to the right place, at the right time. God is moving the obstacles out of the way. It's working. It's working right now. There's a change in the realm of the Spirit. I'm talking about things are changing in the realm of the Spirit. You came in here with a boatload of problems, and God said, I'm working. I'm working. I'm moving. I'm directing some stuff. I'm changing some stuff. I'm removing some stuff completely out of your way. You say, Pastor, you don't know how long I've had these problems. It don't matter. You don't know how big our God is. You don't know what He can move and what He can do. This lady was believing to trust God for her finances. It was her and her small child. And she had gotten a divorce, and she's wondering how in the world she's going to make it. And the bills would come in, and she's just getting obsessed over these bills. And it's just overwhelming her, and it's just, that's all she can focus on. So it's what's going on with these bills. How's she going to do it? And the Lord told her, He's working, He's moving, but she's got to put her faith in Him. And so really, she started seeing it different. A bill would come in, and instead of letting it overwhelm her, she said, God, you got mail. That's your bill, that's not my bill. God, you got mail. I guess you better do something about this, God. This is you. It's not me. I can't do anything about this. This is you. You've got a stack of them, matter of fact, God. That stack, that's your stack. I ain't even opening that stack. That's your stack, God. And she said miracles started happening right and left in her finances, and things just started working out. Why? Because she was giving it to God. And she realized He was moving. She was hindering His moving by worry and unbelief and fear. We question. We worry. Questioning gets us farther into doubt and unbelief and fear. 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of Him. You know what we need more than anything else? You say finances. You say health, transportation, soundness of mind. What we think is whatever the strongest or most urgent need that we're facing, that's what we think that we need more than anything else, but that's not true. The greatest need that we have is faith. Because faith in God is the connection, and we know He's working. We have that assurance on the inside of us, and we get our faith to that place that the devil can't get us in the arena of fear and doubt and worry and unbelief, but we're in that arena of faith, and he is working. The devil will beat us any time he can get us in those arenas. He owns those arenas. They belong to him. But we cross over the line into faith. I believe, I receive. In that realm of faith, the devil is a defeated foe. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, Pastor, I just don't see him working. Oh, man. So you must be in faith because you're not seeing him yet. Hallelujah. The enemy will lie to us. It won't work. You'll sink. You'll die. It'll always be that way. To try to get us out of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:18, King James. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Temporal, temporary, subject to change. That financial situation, it is subject to change. It is temporary. Well, my kids, they're on drugs, Pastor. That's temporary. You're praying for those kids, right? It's subject to change. Well, now I've been praying for them, and now they're with a real bad crowd. That's temporary. That's subject to change. Well, you just don't understand. Now my child is in jail. That's okay. It's not a permanent situation. That is temporary. That is subject to change. If I am worried, I'll point at me. If I'm worried, you can point at your neighbor. I'll point at me, you point at your neighbor. If I'm worried, I need to hear more word to receive more faith. If I'm afraid, I need to hear more word to receive more faith. If I'm going through a difficult trial, I need to hear more word to receive more faith. If I'm thinking about quitting and giving up, I need to hear more word to receive more faith. Romans 10 and 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In the American Standard, it says, "So belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." You get a diagnosis of cancer, you need to hear some word. You say, well, the doctor's already told me this is how it's going to be, and I've got 6 months to live, and this is how the conditions is, and I looked it up on the internet, and I know exactly what the symptoms are, and it's getting worse every day. No, you're doing the wrong thing. You're surrounding yourself with this thing. You're surrounding yourself with cancer, and you're making it so big, and it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be anything. Anything that we exalt above the Word of God. But you need to surround yourself with the Word of life. John 6 and 63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So that doctor's diagnosis, he's telling us the truth. According to the facts that they know, all that they know, they're telling the truth. But the highest truth that exists is, I was healed. I am healed. And when I can get myself immersed in the Word of God so that I see life and not death, I'll live and not die. Excuse me? That means sometimes I'm going to have to cut off some things. You know, there's some things you go through and I go through. There's some situations, hard places that we go through, and we need to shut down some stuff. We need to shut down. Well, I got this TV going on this and this and this and this, and sometimes you just need to shut the thing off. Because it's spouting some of the things that we're listening to it on it. It's spouting unbelief. It's spouting exactly the opposite. You're believing for healing of cancer, and they're talking about 15,000 people died of this same cancer that you were diagnosed with. The devil will make sure you hear that statistic. He'll make sure. And we'll start meditating on the wrong thing. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Cut off some stuff. Play something. Put your earplugs in. Play soundtracks on healing. Play music on healing. Play it and play it and play it and play it. Bad health situations are subject to change. They're temporary. Faith comes down and drops on the inside of us. We'll be listening and listening and listening. Sometimes I'll be listening to a message that I've heard over and over and over. And then suddenly, I was worried about something, or concerned about something, and I'm trying not to be that way. But the temptation is to let that thing overwhelm me. And I'm in that state of being overwhelmed. But I force myself to listen. I force myself to hear over and over and over something that's going to put faith in me. And then it'll just drop down on the inside of me, and I'll know everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay in this situation. Drown out the enemy's voice by hearing the word. Drown out fear and unbelief by hearing the word. Our little dogs, Charlie and Abby, I know we talk about our dogs a lot because they're so close to us, but our little dogs, Charlie and Abby, when there's a storm, they get bent out of shape. And they'll start, running around the house and hollering and stuff. And glory to God, hallelujah. When there's a storm, Pastor Sharon will play this dog therapy music, and the dogs will just like, their little heads will change. Charlie's little head will just cock back, and they're just like, I remember the first time we ever did it, she started playing that dog therapy music, and we all got like that. It was like, the dogs stopped yelping and we stopped talking. It was so relaxing. Well, they were hearing something that produced peace. We need to hear something that will produce peace and faith in us. Control what we're hearing. Buy a Roku. Buy a TiVo. Y'all may not know what I'm talking about. A Roku is a little stick that you can put in your TV. And if you have Wi-Fi in your house, you'll just by buying that stick, 40, 50, 60 bucks, depending on what kind you get, you plug it in your TV, and you've got about 900 Christian channels on it. And I'm talking about you can feed your faith all day long, and you can determine what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear. I mean, there's other stuff on it, but I'm talking about just Christian channels on it. There's like 800 or 900 of them. It's just enormous. And you're not paying extra for those channels. We got to be careful who we hear. Some people talk fear and doubt and unbelief all the time. Some people constantly talk that stuff. They're playing the doubt and unbelief channel with all their talking. People like that charge the atmosphere with unbelief and fear. And we can't stay around that. Control the atmosphere. Turn it into an atmosphere of faith. Turn off the channels that you're hearing fear on. Turn off the channels you're hearing fear conversations on. Don't get on the phone with certain people. Hang on. Let me check this. Don't get on the phone with certain people. Don't go around certain people. Not because you don't love them, because if they're going to play that stuff all the time, Build up your faith by hearing. Hang around people of faith, people who talk about what God is doing. Listen to faith songs and faith CDs. Listen to things that edify you and build you up. Bless you. Glory to God. Continue praying. Well, it just doesn't look like it'll ever change. I've prayed and prayed and prayed. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. It's changing. Things are lining up. Me and Pastor Sharon have been praying about a situation for a long time, and we didn't see any signs that anything was changing. Then we heard something that it was changing, and it just sparked us to start praying even more than we were already praying, because we could see something, just some little, gave us a glimmer of hope that we know it's changing. Your answer is on the way. Don't stop now. It's due season. Due season is the season when the manifestation comes. Your prayers have been heard. Angels have been sent because of your prayers. Something's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Did you sow a seed of any kind in faith? Something's happening. Did you pray a prayer in faith about a situation, any situation? Something's happening. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I feel. Something's happening the moment you pray in the spiritual realm. Your seed is working right now. Your prayers are working right now. I'm going to ask you to stand.